God's chosen vessel. This Saul that we just read about, how many know about Paul? Amen. You all probably know about all the good stuff he did, right? Yeah, Paul, a fiery spokesman for Jesus Christ. But in all of us, there is an X somewhere. Did you hear me? There is an X somewhere. Now, this Saul, he was standing around when Stephen, how many know about Stephen? Stephen was stoned to death, and Paul was standing around watching, and those were laying their coats. Well, you know it's like this. We're getting ready to fight. Hold my coat for me. He was standing there, and they were putting their coats at his feet, and he stood there to acknowledge it's all right to go ahead and do this. Now, he was standing there watching them stone Stephen to death. Bam. After that, he began to persecute the church so much so until instead of them all being in Jerusalem, they got scattered. Listen, whatever your situation is that pushes you outside your comfort zone, God got a plan for it. Not only did he push them out of their comfort zone, but they took something with them when they left. They took the gospel. So instead of them going empty-handed, they went out with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it started spreading as a result of persecution. So in my life, when I'm being shook up and shook out, God got a purpose for that. Now listen, how many of you are willing for God to glorify himself in your sickness? Are you listening to me? How many are willing to glorify God on your deathbed? If it take you down to your deathbed, how many are willing to do that? How far will you go to glorify God? Listen, he went extremely far to save you. The Bible says he did not withhold his only son so that you could live. How far will you go? Now, this bad guy who pushed all the people out of Jerusalem, we're going to be out of here pretty quick too, who pushed all of these people out of Jerusalem. Now the text reads, if you look at it closely, it says his every breath was just a momentum builder. More hate, more violence, more hate, more violence. To the point where he go to the authority in the temple and say, I need an open warrant. I need a warrant that don't have nobody's name on it, but I can apply it to anybody I see who's a Christian. So he's getting madder and madder and madder. And he, interestingly enough, he has no idea God got a plan for him. As messed up as he is, God got a plan. What about you? What about me? I can really point the finger at me for real. It's messed up. Listen, if I told you all that happened to me in my life, somebody be escorting me out the door. But since God picks people not according to their past, but according to what the Spirit of God can do in you, I stand before you right now. Listen, God got a plan for him. He's on the road to Damascus. And in his mind, he got a plan. When he get down there, he going to subdue some people. And listen, it's even unto death. He can not only put you in prison, but they can stone you too for blasphemy. So he going to get you one way or another. Now, he's on his way to Damascus. Listen, everybody here symbolically has been on the Damascus road because we were all messed up. And it's an interesting thing that God don't, boy, if he didn't take messed up people, I'd be gone. Listen. Now, he's on his way to get the Christians and put them in jail. And the Bible says that on his way, God showed up. Listen to me. This is a predetermined spot that Saul gets to, and God is waiting there for him. You were saved because there was a predetermined spot that God was going to save you. The Bible says that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, not when you get saved, but before the foundation of the world. That's how powerful God is. He can use a guy with a broken back like me and get up here and just trust him to change somebody's life by the Holy Ghost. Whew. God stop him. Knock him down to the ground. He calls Saul by name. That's interesting. By name, twice. Why are you persecuting me? And Saul's response is very interesting. Who are you, Lord? So that means if you don't know the Lord, you can't be saved. He says, who are you, Lord? He says, I'm Jesus, who you persecuting. God is so gracious. Lord, have mercy. That light that shone down on Paul could have been a lightning bolt. But since he had a purpose for Paul before the foundation of the world to preach to the Gentiles and to bring salvation to the Gentiles, even kings and high priests, it was a light that knocked them down. He asked, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus, who you persecute. The light was so bright until his eyes were destroyed, messed up. Jesus tells him to get up. I'm not finished with you, Billy. Get up. I got someplace else for you to go, Billy. Get up. Now, he gets up. He can't see. Now, the people he got with him got to lead him. Listen, he was going by his own cognizance into Damascus. Now, he can't even see where he's going. He got to depend on the instructions that God give him to get into the city. So he's moving into the city. These guys are leading him to a city, and they lead him to a street called Straight. Are you listening? Yeah. Lead him to a street called Straight. He was crooked, but God sent him to a street called Straight. And I'm going to fast forward here. Listen, just like we read Cornelius and Peter, God was working on both ends of the equation. He had two variables, but he was the one who did not change. He said, Paul's praying. He talks to Ananias. He said, go and lay your hands on Paul. Ananias said, wait a minute, Jesus. Wait a minute. I know this man's record. Listen, you all got the same thing going on. If I see somebody from the day, Brother Lay, they say, you can't be. I know what you did. I know exactly what's going on with you. You can't be, really. That's why we ought to watch what we judging people by. Because God got a different plan. Who would have thought Saul would have been somebody that take Jesus Christ's name? Nobody would have thought that. That's why I don't need to judge nobody. I need by the Holy Spirit just to give the gospel and let the gospel do what it do. Sent him to a street called Straight. Talked to Ananias. Ananias say, Lord, wait a minute. This guy got an open warrant for anybody who knows Christ. Are you sure? God tells Ananias, I have chosen him to be a vessel slash instrument to the Gentiles. What about you today, Trinity? God has chosen you for a purpose. Why are you standing around? Not only has he given you a purpose and a mission, but he's given you power to fulfill that mission. Ananias, go. Ananias went, laid his hands on Paul. Paul regained his sight. God tells Ananias that you are chosen. He is a chosen vessel. Do you know, as messed up as Paul was, by the power of the Spirit of God, God picked him up, turned him around, placed his feet in the solid ground. He wasn't a killer no more, a stalker no more. He was now an emissary for God. Yeah. Not only was he an emissary for God, he kind of suffered that same thing. When he went into the temple and God straightened him out and he began to proclaim Jesus was the Christ, and he showed him in the Old Testament where Jesus was the Christ, they say, is this not the man who caused havoc in the church? And now he done switched around and now he's in the way now. The warrant that he held would actually apply to him now. But listen to me, y'all. The warrant that the devil had on your life, it don't apply to you no more. Because God has now saved you. He has voided that warrant on your life. He has given you a new life. No matter what they say, he's given you a new life. And I dare you to live it today. The Bible said, how in the world can the world be turned upside down by 12 men? He can do the same thing to you. The warrant that he was holding was for him now. But I'm glad. But I'm glad. Not only did he tell them about Jesus, he made them so mad until they wanted to kill him now. Listen, he wanted to kill the Christians, and now the Jews want to kill him now. But listen, that did not abate his zeal at all. For Christ I live, and for Christ I'll die. Are you willing today? Or are you just messing around? I had to ask myself that question today. Are you just messing around, Billy? Listen now. I have depended all my life on my physical prowess, Brother Lay. Man, I could walk fast, I could run, I could do some lifting and rowing and whatever I need to do. Now my back is jacked and my wife can outwalk me now. Did you hear me? And that ain't a bad thing. She can outwalk me now. And I'm saying, Lord, what you really trying to tell me? Your dependence is on me. I got to slow you down to show you, Billy, who's really in charge. It is God who's in charge. It's not your prowess. Listen, I blessed you with that. I'm telling you all, who are you depending on today? I'm ready to go. I don't know about y'all. One more time, brother. One more time. Yeah, one more time. Sorry. We'll be right back. as hard as I try, I can't come close to that. If you depended on anything but the living God, you still pulling a Billy. I thought I was hitting something with that last beat there, but that wasn't nothing. Trust God, trust God, trust God. I dare you today to trust him, because his track record is flawless. He has never failed. He has never failed. And I'm a living witness. I don't tell you about things I've saw other people go through. He bought me out. Yeah. Okay. You all got it, didn't you?
Amen.
It was clear. Okay. I don't see no stones in nobody's hands, so it must be all right. Okay, Brother Phil, I'm ready for you. I'm